90 Day Fiancé.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
Welcome back, y'all, to another week in 90. Okay, off the top, we have to apologize for Chrissy's feeling a little under the weather. She's had like this throat sickness for a while.
My child, who goes to daycare, is a germ factory. And so since he's started school, I've been sick like four or five times. Nick, sick zero.
Well, yeah. But you also have MS, so you have a little depleted immune system.
Still, I would think you would get sick once for good measure.
A little bit, but not anywhere near.
I'm sick all the time. So I do have a terrible cough. So
we may need to pause at times.
I'm not going to cough in the microphone.
I'll let her try to manage it as best we can.
I'm drinking some Jameson just to help.
Because I'm sure that helps.
It does.
Okay, so let's get into so at the end of last episode, you put out a cry into the void.
And I got answers, love.
You have some fans out there.
And even if it's just sometimes you agree with me, that's all I needed to hear. You don't even know the joy.
It brought her a lot of joy to hear that. Thank you. Definitely were on her side, and I thank you for the people that did. Shout out to N to the Izzo, who definitely called me out for saying that Jasmine was more natural.
Right?
And I appreciate the feedback. I did look at this week's episode. I was like, you know what? Yeah, maybe I was a little...
That you missed it is interesting, but...
Well, I don't...
It's fine. She's a cute girl.
I've recently deleted Instagram off my phone, so I'm not scrolling the 90-day feed as much.
Oh, no, I don't scroll the feed, haven't but seen I've the, seen the program
I haven't seen
day.
The before and after picture that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
So, but I did look at her lips, and they look kind of fake. So, okay. I will concede on that. And we have Anna... Wigs
in a wig. She's my favorite. WIEG.
Yeah, she said she agrees with Christy.
She almost always agrees with me.
I think you framed that and put it. And then we got some call-ins from Angelica.
Hey guys, it's Angelica here from A Little Bit of Everything with me. I just wanted to say I love your podcast. I love hearing 90 Day Fiancé recaps because I'm addicted to 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, she also does a recap.
Say, I love hearing another opinion, another point of view. This is why it's so awesome.
A lot of posting.
That there's different podcasts that talk about 90 Day Fiancé because it's interesting to see different opinions. So guys, keep it up and I will keep listening and bye for now.
Thank you so much for your call in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, she posts like every day something just like
that's hard work.
It is.
Once a week is hard.
And then we have one more.
Hi, guys. This is Alina. I listen to your podcast every week. Aww. And in Chicago, I want to say I love your podcast. You guys are very funny, very calming, very soothing. You guys relax me a lot. Aww. So I enjoy the 90 Day Fiancé.
I guess we put people to sleep. It's
awesome. I love it.
To like 6 more podcasts, but I always enjoy yours because it's so relaxing. And
that's
I love it. So you guys are doing a great job. Thumbs up. Bye.
Thank you.
Dude,
that is that kind of like little bit of feedback is the gas that keeps me going. You know, I love it when I hear a little bit of stroking.
So thank you. Can we get into the show?
Well.
Oh, I'm sorry. The news.
Yeah. Well, we got to, you know, pay homage. Off the top, Charles and Betsy have collaborated on the hot takes for the week. And let's start off the top with Blake's ex-wife.
What? Wait, he was married before?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe I think we did hear about that. But
okay. But it feels like I'm surprised right
guess
now.
Guess where she was from?
Finland.
Israel.
Oh.
And she was here on a K-1 as well.
Ooh.
So.
Blake, what are you doing?
Can you K-1 twice?
Apparently.
Oh yeah, she guessed.
No,
she
yeah,
because Rebecca did.
Rebecca did it.
And he wasn't looking for another out of country wife.
Yeah, but she said she was from LA initially, right?
Who?
Don't we think the sister was involved in this?
Oh, I do for sure.
Catch and not release.
But anyway, his ex-wife is graduated from law school in 2017.
Nice.
So, yeah. Max suffered a minor injury and went to the ER.
Is he okay?
He banged his head on a water fountain and has stitches right above his eyebrow. Okay. So,
I hope you're feeling better, Max.
Yeah.
Not that you should listen to any of these
definitely
podcasts
should not
about
be listening
the show
to us at all.
But we love you.
Frauded by, which So
I love Frauded.
Frauded's great, and I definitely wanted to. I want to do a bonus episode with Frauded, but before I ask,
okay, come on, that's like
what I wanted to ask.
It's like high tier for us.
She's kind of high tier. It's all right.
I know. No, she is high tier. That's what I'm saying.
We're like triple A.
We're aiming for the. We're double A. But
okay, fine. We're double A, but you know,
we're shooting for the stars there.
Maybe she'll come hang out. But so I listened to her on Pain in the Pod. I wanted to get as much information about her as I could before I asked her. And I listened to her alcoholism podcast for a bonus episode. So, anyway, I wanted to...
Is this a little plug right here?
No. Well, I don't know why I said that, but anyway, I'm going to keep going. She said that Blake and Jasmine went to the Everett's party and had a good time. And the producers are playing up
the
alcohol angle.
Why would they pretend?
Because they need a storyline. It's producer-driven, I believe.
Well, I believe it, but it's just... I don't know why, as a Jasmine, you would pretend to be so.
Because
mean.
The producers ask you to.
Okay, but you could say no.
A field agent from the Fraudcast has spotted Jenny and Sumit in Delhi with no cameras.
Well, that's great. That makes me happy. I hope that things are better for them. I still do not believe that Jenny knew. And I'll go to my dying day.
Oh, this just in. We have news on the wire from Nigeria. Angela and Michael got married.
What?
Yes. How,
what?
Yeah, spoiler.
In Nigeria. Did any of her family go?
That is not part of the drama.
I guess I'm not surprised. Like, and me what's either. The other option? No. Michael, he's in it to win it.
And Alex, so keep in mind, news is brought to us by Betsy. Alex is officially a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he had like a semi-small ceremony. Betsy also recently became a U.S. citizen, if you guys know or don't know. And she said that her ceremony was 1,000-plus people.
What?
And it was like 2 hours long.
What was Alex's?
It was short. I don't know.
Okay.
Uncle Bo.
1,000 people?
Uncle Bo. Mike, oh, Uncle Bo.
Yeah.
He has a... extensive criminal record.
Oh yeah, I know. It involves some not good, some domestic.
Extensive.
Yeah, that's what made it so kind of creepy when he's like, "I know women." Well,
in 2007 alone, listen to just 2007.
Oh crap!
Liquor in the car. Yeah. Guilty. Aggravated DUI on a suspended license. Dismissed.
Okay.
DUI. Guilty.
Well, he's clearly an alcoholic.
Drug paraphernalia use. Guilty. Assault with intent. Reckless injury, guilty. That's all in 2007.
Then, that was a long time ago. He's living in a barn now.
That's a bad year.
I know.
That's a bad year. And then assault with intent in 2008, and two more in 2012, and then 2016, assault with a deadly weapon, guilty.
I think he has some domestic, like it was against like a partner, which is horrible.
All right, we're wrapping that up. That's good news for this week. Thank you. All right, let's get into the tippity-tippity
program.
Top. Yeah, just like the way the episode started off, let's start off with Michael and Juliana.
Beautiful wedding.
Happiness of happy.
Ugh.
Let's do it. Let's get into
Could she be more beautiful?
She was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh,
she looks beautiful.
Oh, she looks like a princess.
It's weird that Sarah's officiate the wedding, but it's better that it's someone that we know. And especially Mike knows for many years.
She's marrying now.
Yeah, I don't know.
God,
it's
too much.
At this time,
this covers the whole clip, so let's talk over it as we go. What do you? How do you feel about?
Think it would be too much if they did not have two amazing children, Max and Cece. And I feel like somehow that just makes it their family, and they're going to be family forever. And I think it's amazing and awesome.
Okay, now let's take...
And I also have an ex-husband who I would love to be happy with somebody else. Talk to him.
Would you allow your ex-husband to officiate our wedding?
No, but I'm not friendly with him and we don't have children together. If I had children with him, I'd have to have him in my life.
Now think about this. Think about if your ex-husband was officiating our wedding and then let me rewind that. You walk into your friend's wedding, second wedding, and
their exes.
Yeah, and you don't know any of the backstory of all this shit. And you're like, oh,
that
shit.
That would be weird, yeah. But no, like, I think Sarah did amazing. I love Sarah. So she's like the coolest. And let's remember, they have two kids together that are in like prime age for like
Yeah,
don't F this up. In the and they are like stage. Such good kids. They're so great. Clearly, they're doing something right.
Maxwell said that he would like to give a few words.
I'm really glad that my dad and Juliana are finally getting like, oh.
So you could see Michael tearing up.
It was so
and
cute.
I'm like, now that I'm a dad, I'm like, dude, that would be, I'd be so imagine? Proud of my kid yeah. to sit up there and say like.
Although you're not going to marry anyone else, so. And if you do, I'm not officiating it.
I love both of them. I love my dad very much. And Juliana's a great person.
It's been a bit, but a lot better since she's came here.
I love that.
I'm just really happy that they're getting married.
Aww. If you don't cry at your wedding, it's like bad news bears.
I've never seen any of my guy friends cry at their wedding.
Dude,
well,
I teared. Oh. I cried through the whole thing.
There you go.
Please repeat after me.
But if you go. I don't think saying like if you don't cry, there's a problem.
Yeah, you held back. You didn't cry.
Why?
Oh, she's praying.
I cry enough.
Why?
Wouldn't you think it was weird if your new husband's ex-wife is
fondling your shoulder.
His shoulder during the ceremony? Like that's super weird.
Take you, Juliana.
Okay, stop it right now. That fool is talking about, oh, that would be really weird. Meanwhile, you are flinging with your ex like nobody's business.
What, on the couch? That's all set up.
No,
though.
The whole thing. Like, they're like practically still roommates.
All, what? No. I don't think so. I think that a lot of that is TLC driven.
Sure, but of all the couples to talk.
That's true.
And I really like them, but come on.
Yeah.
To be my wife.
With the power vested in me by my ex-wife. God.
You can tell she's new at this. She has to use the papers.
It is my absolute honor and delight to declare you.
She said wife and husband. Wife and husband.
Yeah,
husband.
I like that too. But like you could tell she meant it.
Yeah. So after this all, she has like another clip later on where she's definitely a little sauced.
And I love it.
It was pretty funny.
She's like, so what if she's like this amazing, beautiful woman? Like, I'm not gonna. And I love it. It's exactly what, like, she's a strong woman. I love her.
Michael looks so, so, so happy. Everybody looks really beautiful.
I mean, who wouldn't be happy marrying Juliana? I just wrote down, I heart Sarah. Great family.
So, hey, Max, who styled you this tonight?
It was me. Took a shower, brushed my hair.
Hmm.
The other cute part was when the producer asked who gave the better speech, because Cece also, you know, well, yeah, we heard clips, both of them,
right?
And they both said they gave the best speech.
Yeah,
love.
Of course they did. And Charles, 98% on these guys.
I was gonna say 99.
Yeah, seen some mix.
Michael's like, let me go back to. I was wrong.
You were very wrong.
I was very wrong.
I know there was some talk about getting a prenuptial agreement.
Of course she's gonna do this now.
I have to protect Max and Cece's future.
At this point, I'm worried about he and Sarah's relationship, not he and Juliana.
Why would you worry about
it? I'm not worried about it at
all. I'm not worried about anything. Max and Cece are gonna be fine. Everybody's gonna be fine.
Yeah, Juliana's not gonna take anything.
No.
They're not gonna get divorced, hopefully, but.
So let's go from that extreme high to the extreme low.
Well.
Michael and Angela.
My cow.
So we left them with the brother smirking and jerking, saying some wild ass shit at the dinner table.
And we're at dinner, having a great time with the family. But then Michael's brother,
Yakini,
speaks up. And I don't like
it. My case, you just have to move on.
What do you mean? Move on.
What do you mean?
Move on in the sense that you should just start his own family. You just start his own family with somebody
else. Start his own family with someone else. That's if.
He said it with such a big smile.
They don't get to get married.
Is that what you want? If it is, then.
Okay, so when he says, is that what you want? And then she looks over at him. There's no manipulation of camera here. Because she says, is that what you want? And he does not answer right away. And he, from a man who knows that his woman is so reactionary, he has to make.
But he saves it.
Anybody can save it after they see these women's about to blow their gasket.
Not Angela. You don't save it with Angela unless she believes you. And
Angela's temperate because she's in front of Mama, whatever body. She's not going to flip over a table in front of the family. She would. No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't. Definitely not. She'll flip the friends off. She's not going to flip it out in front of the family.
Yeah, I just wrote down, she's getting ticked.
She is getting ticked off.
Conversation over.
No, go ahead.
Right. Turn from fun to like, I'm ready to go home.
Done. Oh, no. I'm done. It went from fun to I'm done.
Oh, she's always ready to go home.
For the past 2 years, we know the kind of effort you put on this relationship. The family, we support the marriage. We all support the marriage.
I love family. So on that respect, I'm going to think about the wedding in Nigeria.
They're all for the marriage.
Yay, she's going to consider it.
Here's the thing.
What?
They really still appear to think that they're having a actual child. Birth by Angela.
That's
Nick.
I don't know how they could think that.
They think it.
How? Like,
I don't know.
Just by the grace of God or something?
Well, they said she has a good uterus. Or she told them, like,
yeah, you could have a good uterus, but you
I know, but I think that they're part. Confused. Like,
I got a good gas tank, but I have no engine.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, you need lots of parts.
I got the sense that they really actually thought, like, hey, that they're pushing for this marriage.
Because they kept saying, start your family right away.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Because she ain't have no baby. Come on. Stop it.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Michael does a good job. He reassures her. She feels better.
Yeah, he does do a decent job of saying he wants to be with her.
And then now she's like, oh. I'm going to consider getting married in Nigeria. Which means they're going to get married in Nigeria.
Charles? 15%, Charles says.
15? 1-5?
Yeah, 1-5.
And tell me what that is, 15%.
It's based on all the information we have right now.
That they're going to get married or that they're going to last that how long?
The success of their relationship is at 15%.
Success how long? Forever?
I don't know, I guess.
Oh.
I don't think
that's hard to say for anybody.
Not forever, but let's say from all the information we have right now, it's saying that this is not a good foundation for this whole thing to be built on because you have nothing. You're building on this fake, like you said, this fake hope of,
the baby thing is just, I think that's got to be made up.
See you in the next.
It is very important for the legitimacy of your wedding that somebody came over as a witness.
Oh, it'll be okay. Work it out.
Anything short of that, the marriage will be rather invalid.
So, they need a witness from Angela's family to come over to validate the wedding.
Who's coming? Skylar?
Somebody on TLC's dime.
Yeah, well, I think she's flying there right now on their dime.
Oh, really?
I don't think she... Come on.
Okay.
They brought her in to save this season. We needed a little drama.
Let's move it on to another scam of a sham. Anna Marcel.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't
know. What?
I have some things to say about these. I mean.
All right, take it away.
Well.
Because we left it off 2 episodes ago with them in the airport. She drives away.
He's got to go home because he says he chooses his mom.
And to our dismay, or we thought something was going to happen when he turned around.
Yeah, he went
home. He was actually in Turkey. He went home to Turkey. And he spent some time there, and he talked to his parents, and after lots of back and forth,
his parents said that he can get married.
Yeah.
I have nothing in common except for bees, but they love each other, it seems like.
Man to be.
One entrance, one time entrance visa, I remember that.
In America, once you get here, if you go back before you're married, I don't think they let you back.
It
doesn't really happen often, but you may be able to come back on the same K-1 visa.
Oh, you can ask for a waiver. I was not a...
What's mean waiver?
A waiver is like you can get it where they say, okay, you can go back one more
time.
I love
how David always explaining to Annie. Like,
I love Annie.
He's got a 50-50 chance of getting that appeal.
Annie of Annie and David.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Marcel.
Is it okay, huh?
You got your visa? Okay, good.
Oh! I don't know how to react to that. Like, what are the odds that he gets approved?
So, when are you coming to America?
What?
I mean, what does it say about me that I just don't have any emotion about this?
Because, like... I just feel like the bedrock of this thing is
like,
also
I get emotional about everything though. No, like shaky or not shaky, any kind of romance and love, I'm like, oh,
because they're the communication between these two was so.
He's a goober.
Their communication.
And also, I can't forget that she said he pees on the toilet seat all the time.
When did he say that?
She said that with her friends. That he pees on the toilet seat. Yeah. You didn't hear that? I will show it to you. She was out with her friends at the bachelorette party.
I do not remember that at all.
Yeah.
Why is that such a big thing?
It's disgusting. Who's going to clean it? Why don't you clean up after your goddamn self?
Hold on a second. Peeing on the toilet seat, how? Like what? The toilet seat's down and he pees on the...
Either that or it's up, but you're peeing on not the water in the toilet. And if
like
you do that...
a little splattering or like...
Clean it up. Who's going to clean it up? Because apparently he thinks she is.
And, oh, so you have an issue with him with...
Clean up your goddamn pee. She has three sons. Does plus
he,
this fool.
He lives at home with his mom, right?
I'll tell you this. If Theo doesn't leave the house, he's still going to clean his pee. That's disgusting. Like, who do you think is... It's like people that litter. Like, who's going to clean up
after
you?
If someone is doing it all the time for you, then how do you know that you're supposed to do it?
Are you... Because you're a grown person who cleans up after themselves?
What if you just don't do it? If you live with someone who's doing it for you all the time, how are you supposed to know?
I wouldn't.
I'm saying you wouldn't. But okay. Maybe his mother is cleaning the toilet seat every other day.
But wouldn't you be like... Huh, I wonder who's cleaning up my pee every day.
Maybe you're not paying attention to the fact that you're peeing on the seat. Mm-mm. What are you talking about? Babe, I've peed in the middle of the night.
I know.
I can't see a damn thing.
I know. And you know what I do? I'm not cleaning your pee. I get mad, silently, and I just wait. And then eventually you clean it.
Because I clean the seat. I clean.
Yeah, clean your pee.
I clean all the time.
Like, I do too.
Yeah, okay, but fine.
That just, ugh, it's gross.
Anyway, okay, I'm just, whatever.
Go look at the toilet tonight, by the way.
Why are you bringing this shit into the podcast?
I don't know, because you bring up and all sorts of things with me. Anyway, Lord. I love you. Okay, so his parents said that he can get married. And he did say that, like, he thinks his mom just kind of felt sorry for him. And so it was like,
yeah,
right.
That's sad.
Which... So, excuse me. Do you think that, what I do think is good. Sorry. He did tell his parents that he lied.
Okay.
Because remember, he's like, I just found out Anna had three kids.
Yeah.
I am very grateful that he did admit that he lied.
Did he win back some points for you?
I mean, he didn't have any in the first place, but.
Let me see what the rest of this clip has. Okay. We stopped here.
I don't think he realizes how lucky he is that he was able to leave.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so he's going to arrive and he has like 6 hours to like finish the whole process, which is crazy.
Yeah. And she's like making a list, like photographer and all the things. I think that was her that did that. And it's like, just go to the courthouse.
Get it done. Very lucky with all the documents, the small time window.
But then she takes the boys out to tell him.
Yeah. She takes the boys. I don't have a clip for this because I didn't want to do that, but.
And the two little ones are fine.
Like, yeah, sure. Like, I think they actually liked Marcel.
Yeah, they were.
They
like,
liked having a father
back.
Figure around.
But the big one, I can't remember his name.
Joey.
Joey. He's like.
Joey's like.
I don't really want to go. She's like, come because I'm asking you to. I'm your mom, and I now as a mom, I'm like that would be so heartbreaking.
Yeah, but that kid has already turned the corner. At 16, he's like he's his own man. He's already like he's.
Sorry, yeah, I'm still your mama.
Doesn't matter. No, he's like, it's too far. If you don't have control,
that's heartbreaking.
If you don't have control over your kid, but you can still tell him.
Want to control him. I want him to want to be there for me.
You want him to listen to you, but there's no.
But I also want him to care about.
But there's no father there, so okay, if the kid's too.
Your son can still care about you.
But he doesn't respect you. Then
he doesn't respect her.
Right, because if he respected her, he'd be like, "Yes, mom, I'm gonna do it for you."
Also, he should do it because he loves her. And
yeah, but he doesn't. He didn't see it that way.
I know, but I just was like mom feeling it like, oh, yeah. I felt really bad for her.
Yeah.
I feel like she's been weak and she hasn't like held her ground ever.
Exactly.
They are walking.
But she
all
also
over her.
Is only one person with three boys. That's hard.
That I would never be able to make it.
Yeah. You have to have somebody to put the foot down and be like, hey,
I would try to put my foot down, but yeah, three of them I'd give up.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's tough.
You're outnumbered.
Yeah. Joey won't support it, yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. And Charles says... Charles gives him 40%. Okay. I don't know how I came with that, but... Sings to the next...
When Rosal lands, we'll only have 6 hours left on this visa.
The whole thing has just been a cluster.
Yep.
You know what?
Exactly. All right.
Did you see that? Okay, so you know Johnny Yates?
Yeah, I know him when I used to be all up in the Instagrams.
Okay. So he posted a video of a live that Anna did. Because she was saying that she was not letting on that Marcel was there. And then there was this video. She was with one of her, the younger kid, and then the older kid came in the door. And then she like got off. She like, oh, I got it. But you could hear in the background Marcel with distinct Anna, and she's denying it like that's not him, but
who the hell is it?
It was him. I really think it was him, but she was denying
she's
it.
She's trying to protect her little NDA action.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. But it was clearly him. So, but then it was like people are like, we saw him at the Walmart because there's also a picture of him at the Walmart up on the grams.
Yeah, the IG people in the streets.
That's okay. Stop for a second, because I love the 90 Day Fiance fans, because we've got Natalie photos at Pike's Place Market. We've got Marcel at the Walmarts. Back in the day, we had Paul and Carini at maybe another Walmart.
So I don't understand how, like,
God, if I could find, I could see a 90 Day Fiance person in the wild. Do you know how excited I would be?
What?
It would be thrilling.
I don't, like, I was thinking about this while we were doing this podcast. I'm like, everybody who is like in deep. So like if I get watching a deep, show on TV,
I'm in deep.
But like the people who watch 90 Day Fiancé, and especially the people who listen to this podcast, are in like deep, deep. Cause they're scrolling on Instagram every day. They're getting tea.
I getting love it.
All this stuff. And like, but you're just, you're putting away your disbelief cause you know what happens.
Cause it's amazing.
So you're like,
here's the deal.
What?
Obviously this show has something. Because, look, I got you to watch it and then do this podcast about it.
Well, I'm doing it because I love you and I love our marriage.
Okay. Well, I love you and I love our marriage also, but I don't know that this is purely you just... I think you enjoy it.
I enjoy... This is a middle ground where we can both swim in. Mm-hmm. We're both getting something from it, and it's fine.
This program has saved, like...
I don't know about that. Don't go too far. Okay. You're treading on.
I mean, it doesn't have to save it, but it's given us a little bit of gold.
Oh, it's not saving our marriage.
No, I'm just saying it's saved, like, it's, I don't know, saving, but it's given us something we can do together that...
Exactly.
...doesn't involve outdoors, which I appreciate.
Or aliens, because you won't go there with me.
Okay. So, can we talk about, speaking of aliens, can we talk about Mike and Natalie?
Mike and Natalie. So, Mike's home. It's been a few days, and he's going to go see his lawyer. And
I have a petty corner.
Oh, let's do it. Christy's petty corner.
Okay. This lawyer's office and her
shoes,
decor.
And her triathlon medals. And
first we throw in, there's like this wall of like, triathlon, marathon, God knows what, medals hanging on the wall. Then... right behind her, there's this smashed wine bottle that is WINDS. I don't know what that says.
Wait,
WINDS. That was what was printed on the thing.
That was a wino. I don't know.
I think it said, oh, wait, winos. Yeah. WINOS?
Yeah, winos.
But there's periods, so it stood for something. But it was at a weird spot in the wall. But it was like right up next to her head in the shot. And I don't know, it was gold. Because it's like, that is insane. And then the most insane was, then we shoot to Mike and he's sitting there in the chair. And behind him in the windowsill are these weird ass little tiny high heels. Mm-hmm. Like glass high, not glass, like.
Like Wicked Witch of the West?
Like porcelain.
Yeah, it was weird. It was definitely weird.
They were real weird, and all you could see was one on one side of his head and the other on the other side of his head. But like, you're going into a lawyer's office, first of all, there's a wine
thing. Keep in mind, they're in sequin.
Squim.
Squim, sorry. I always fuck it up.
You know better than that.
No, I don't, obviously, because I've made a mistake on like every single...
I know, yeah. It's squim.
And I got mad at...
But I don't care. At lawyer lady, for saying Greenwich. Please, please. You have your diploma on the wall. Let's not hang a wine. And I love wine more than most, okay? But I will tell you this. I ain't hanging up one in my lawyer office.
Especially when cameras are coming in.
Especially, like, that's the thing. This is like the dad that wore the fart shirt.
This is a free commercial.
You're on TV.
This is a free commercial.
Don't wear a fart shirt and don't put the wine bottle on your wall. Just put some more like
all right.
Smart things.
So.
Oh, and then she had like these weird like fluorescent like creatures on her desk. It was all around weird.
It's squim.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Do sophisticated people reside?
You know what? If you're a lawyer, you got to get your shit together.
No, anybody can get a bar. You can go to school. Everybody can do that.
But you can't get a bar.
Anybody can.
Why don't you?
You could pass. You could pass the test if you really wanted to.
Well, why don't you?
I don't want to, obviously. But anyway.
Anyway.
Transfer Natalie's visa.
Michael's thinking about
Mike.
Mike, sorry. He's asked if he's going to cancel Natalie's visa.
I'm not looking to make any rash decisions right now.
So does me and we don't know they're together or they're not together?
Nobody knows.
Call Uncle Bo.
Yeah.
So she, the lawyer. Okay, so this was a thing I learned on Frauded on Instagram. So this lawyer is like, then I went to the consulate or whatever, and they said
it's confidential.
It's classified. Yeah. And this lawyer was like, oh, that must be something bad. But Frauded has a source who is actually...
Yeah, the visa man.
Like,
dude.
The visa man.
Yeah.
Agent C. Excuse my cough. And he's like, nah, I don't think that doesn't seem right and legit. And like, it's probably not what the word was that they said. But also, that just doesn't seem right. So... I think that was... This lawyer concerns me, basically, is all I have to say about that. All right. What's the percent?
39%. Losing faith in these guys. Losing faith fast. Scenes for the next.
You have faith still?
Do you still love me?
Right now, I don't know.
I'm just tired of this.
Enough with you already. Go away.
I think that's how everybody feels.
There's so many memes on Instagram of her and her crazy eyes. This was the couple that was the most normal.
Yeah, I kind of did
in
feel like they were
episode
normal.
Whatever they joined. But the whole, your mommy loves you, your dad loves
she's
you.
She's weird.
That, she's she went weird. Over the edge there.
All right, let's move it on.
Yep.
Emily and Sasha.
They're in Portland.
Yes. And they're going to get married.
They're going to go to Newport on the beach.
Yep. And they're driving in a car, and Sasha is driving
like psycho driver.
Crazy man.
Yay, we're here. Sasha drives like a maniac.
I need to pause for a second because I think I mentioned on this podcast before that I have a deep infatuation with dash cam videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anything about the Russian language, but I probably could tell you how to say shit and like what the fuck and what are you doing? Like, I hear that over and over again.
Because this man watches dash cam videos on YouTube. It's so weird.
Because so many of them come from Russia.
But I don't know why this is entertaining to you.
Because it's just entertaining.
I don't understand.
They drive so crazy on slippery roads. And they have these little weird, like, Volvo packed up. Like, not new Volvo. Old. Like, they're like little square cars that just get... Sometimes the rail car mashes into them. They do.
That's awful.
It's crazy. How to see people make big time mistakes. Anyway, it's entertaining to me. But anyway,
and you make fun of me for listening to true crime podcasts.
I'm watching someone get an accident. That actually is
accidents real scary.
It is, but it's also good precautions to see how not to get
crime.
An accident.
How not true to crime.
What?
How not
like, to have your husband cheat on you or like get.
True crime is not husband cheating on you. True crime is you cheating on your husband and he murdering you.
Oh, so you're plotting to kill me?
No, you murder me. Hey, it's precaution. Don't worry about it.
attest to.
Why do you drive so crazy, Sasha?
We are okay. We're safe.
We're in America.
Look at him. He's smiling.
He's so cute.
And when the baby was in the car.
Michelin man.
Can you promise to love my sister forever?
Of course, I promise to love her if she will not stop loving me.
If.
Well, conditional.
Like but.
Mm-hmm. You'll love her forever.
Yes.
You'll not cheat on her.
No.
He hesitated.
He did, yeah. And his eyebrows went up.
He had the hand.
You see his eyebrows?
He hesitated.
Yeah.
He took his sweet time answering.
He's like, how long?
Like really?
A week?
He's not a person. He doesn't cheat. I'm not like that. I didn't do that with my first wife. Well, maybe.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
That's a promise. Tomorrow you're making that promise to her, okay?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
Sure.
Let's enjoy the beach.
So some people were like, were kind of wondering, like, why they didn't have the wedding on the beach, like actually on the beach. And I don't know. You've been to the beaches out.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they're different. They're not California beaches. Yes. They're not like beaches.
No, I thought it was beautiful where they.
No, but the beaches are just like, they're really long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like they're weird where you can like drive your car out there. Like,
yeah.
It's like, it's very shallow.
And often the sand is wet.
Yeah. So it's not ideal for a beach. That's why they had their wedding next to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still pretty.
It's still beautiful.
I think she looked beautiful.
Oh, I noticed a little, I don't even know how to like identify this, but when he was in bed with the kid, I was like, he had a ring on when he was stroking the kid's head.
Uh-huh.
So he like, that must've been taken afterwards.
Oh,
so I'm like,
good eye.
Yeah. He also had his shirt inside out, but I thought about it, but that's huge. That's, I was going to make that a petty corner cause he had his tank top inside out, but that's like par for the course for this show because they don't want any logos.
Oh, yeah.
So
before the wedding, Sasha calls and talks to his mom.
Yeah.
And then talks to one of his sons.
Right.
To Neil.
Mm-hmm.
He's
working on bringing him here.
What about the other two?
I think, no, one.
One? He has two kids?
He has two kids total. Three kids now.
Okay. Okay.
We haven't seen that. That one hasn't.
Oh yeah, I think that one maybe is not in the show. But yeah. This one that he wants to bring, are we suggesting he's going to bring him full time or just to visit?
I don't know. I think it's going to be up to him if he wants to come or not, kind of thing.
Mm.
He makes a decision of no tie.
Okay.
Which fine. Like, yeah. Okay. Fine. Maybe.
It's a beach wedding.
And he was doing a little shadow boxing in the.
That was weird. I wanted to ask you about that. I was do men do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it pumps you, gets you like, you know, like.
What?
Gets you like pumped up, like, you know, like, yeah.
I've never punched the air.
I don't like punch the air. Like, so when I used to get ready for swimming, like when I used to swim competitively when I was younger, and I had this weird thing where I can slap my bicep against the side of my arm, like what? My body.
Oh.
So that would be like my way to like loosen up. And
I wish I didn't know that.
Why?
I don't know. That just feels like it hurts.
You've never seen me do it.
Now I'm going to ask to see it.
You got to have my shirt off to do it.
Oh, I like that.
Oh my God. Stop. All right. Anyway, so I like to dress now more, by the way. I said I didn't like the dress last time.
She looks great.
Now, I think the white balance or the color was off in the dress shop. It was like looking kind of like just morbid, like yellowy.
Mm.
It looked, when it's white, it looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great. Everything looked like a
she
great wedding.
Very happy.
Yeah, definitely. That's all we got for these guys.
I don't have anything real sassy to say.
What do we got from Charles? 81%. I think these guys are going to make it. I have a good feeling.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. He just has a track record, so I'm skeptical. Yeah, if she was my friend, I would be.
I think he's turned a corner. Mm. He's in a different country. He can't go to me, please. All right.
There's many a new crop of women.
Blake and Jasmine. What do we got? So these guys are. They are having an awkward conversation with the mom at.
Well, no, wait. Can we back? I'm sorry. Can we back up?
Go ahead.
Because. So they're. sorry. Jasmine is going to Blake's brother's house.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oops. To meet up with Blake. This was after her night with the sister where they got into an argument because she didn't want to go out, blah, 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 blah. So she goes to her sister's beautiful, right. amazing apartment is probably $5,000 a month or something. Do you think that was really her apartment? Because that was such a nice apartment.
I think it probably was really her apartment.
And it was
really nice.
It looked like a show
brand new
place. I don't know. So she goes to the brothers, which is like a house, which mm-hmm.
why doesn't can't she live in the garage or something?
I don't understand any of this. I don't understand why Jasmine is staying at his parents instead of her sister, who lives in this amazing place. And or why this Jasmine can't stay with Blake at the brothers. Mm-hmm. This makes no sense. But anyway, and so she's like, did you drink? How much? Like those questions.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. Like, why are you like grilling? Are you,
like, unless like he's done right something real creepy yeah. while drunk, like why are you asking?
Again, I think this is all producer driven. The whole alcohol angle is like a thing.
Yeah, so she's saying like you should put me first. It's a big deal to him that she doesn't want to hang out with his friends. She's saying your friends are always drunk or drinking.
She's not making an effort to be friends with his friends.
Yeah, and by the way, they have 10 days to wed.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah, let's play a game.
Hey, bro, let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Okay. All right, Kristen. So we get married, and everything all is well and great, but I make zero effort to be friends with any of your friends. I'm not even nice to them. I'm just like,
if you're not nice to them?
No, I'm not mean, but I'm just like, I'm blank. I'm Finland with them.
I have there's a lot of women whose husbands are like that.
Is that a,
we'll talk about them and just wonder like what, and you know who I'm talking about, and we're not going to say any names, but I have a friend whose husband like, and then when he does show up to something, it's like, whoa. He's here.
Now, do you think the wife talks to the husband about these things?
Depends on the wife. I would.
We all know you
would. But I think you have to like put in some effort. You don't have to be friends with them. Like if you were friends with a bunch of creeps, I wouldn't want to be friends with them. And my definition of creep is different from yours. I would be nice.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it just depends. But I think you can, like, she didn't have a reason to judge on the offset, like, immediately.
But there's no mixing of, like to have a successful marriage, you have to have some blending of, this is what I do, this is what you do, and we're going to mix this together.
We only see that, like, she's trying to do what he wants, and, like, I don't know what things that she's asked him to do that he's done or not done.
Well, if she asked him to not drink.
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Like Blake in a yoga class or something?
Go to yoga class with me. Come hang, have brunch with me and my sister. I don't know. Does he do those things? She doesn't have like a friend group there. So what are the things she enjoys? I could envision that she likes to go meditate on the beach.
Yeah, live a healthy lifestyle and not work.
Not work. That, oh.
That
I'm with Mama Blake on this. Like this lady needs to work.
She said sorry for walking out, by the way.
She did. Yeah, I appreciate that. She did apologize. She shouldn't have done that. Okay, so her parents come to meet Blake's parents because the wedding is
10 days.
10 days away. And then I love that the mom, so they're all sitting down. And Mama, who knows the answer to this, but I love her for it. She's like, so.
Brings that shit up again.
Yeah, I would do the same thing because she's probably thinking like, okay, let's see in front of her parents what she says. Yeah. Like, and what are parents gonna do? Because I want to gauge, like, are these parents that are like okay with this? Because this seems real effed up. And so she's like, what are your plans for, you know, work basically? And she's
that's something my mom would do too.
Huh?
My mom would do the same thing.
Yeah. And she says, I'm not into work. Like what? Okay, neither am I, but I have to work because, and I get mom and she's like, you're in LA, like you need to have a double income to survive in LA.
It has to.
And it's not like he has a 9-to-5 job with like benefits and all the things. Yeah. He's doing his own thing, which
his own business,
like could be like greatly successful or could be not.
Even if it's greatly successful, he he's not going to be around. He's going to be working a ton.
And she's
like,
probably going to complain about that.
Exactly.
Because he's going to be out with alcohol.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they're going to have a wedding in a simple park, like a simple wedding in a park that is significant to Blake at sunset.
That's nice. But let's be honest, she needs a job.
She does.
I'm with Carlene. She's like...
The parents support Jasmine. Work.
Yeah, well, they're like, yeah, we know that. Like, they've grown up with this girl. Like, it's like me doing something real sassy or weird that you're like, yeah. Christy's real. Like, and my mom's like, yeah, she has a real strong opinion about things.
Mom's like, yeah, that's what I've been living with for the last, like,
you know what? Yeah, 40 years. She slams doors. Yes, she does.
And she thinks it's okay.
It's, yes, I think it's okay.
It's not okay.
It's fine. But my mom isn't going to get all riled up about it because she had many 18 years of it. So I think her mom and her dad is like really sweet, like adorable. He's just like smiles. And
Jasmine thinks that it's rude to bring up that.
Well, I mean, it is, but I would do it. She knows the answer.
He totally knows the answer. She's going to focus.
I would do the same thing.
I got a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Nick's got a petty corner. Oh, god damn.
Wow.
So, my petty corner is, I have an issue with Blake. Block A, as I should say, in his rapper name.
We made that.
Who the fuck? So, he's been to Finland a few times. I'm almost like 75% sure that he did not wear his square multi-finger ring.
Oh, the big old bar ring. That's real creepy.
Come on, bro.
He's
why do you wear it to like the family dinner?
Like brunch?
Yeah. Like, you don't need to do that. Go flex somewhere else with that shit. Like, that's so...
I don't... What does it say? I was trying to see what it said.
Like, it says, take me off and leave me home. I don't know what it says.
Yeah, that was... It's just ugly.
It's bad. Anyway. Charles, what say you? 71%. Scenes to the next.
I'm happy for you, but I'm very concerned at the same time. She made it clear, like, I'm not working. So, that is not going to last too long.
That's for real.
I love her.
Blake and Jasmine are not going to make it.
She needs to work.
She needs to do something.
Stop it.
I'm going to do a little Instagram, a little, like, you know, social media once in a while.
But here's the deal. I will say, she's been very upfront. It's not like she's doing a bait and switch. She's like, no, I'm not going to work. God. And then I'm like a little jealous of her like, yeah, hey, here you go. I'm not going to work. You want me? All right, take care of me. Like, oh, God damn. I wish I could have that, like,
that's a confidence
swagger of, like, yeah, no, I'm not working. But no, I grew up thinking, like,
I paid for this face. So now you gotta bought it.
Be able to support yourself. At least.
All right. Now let's move on to Tanya and Sinjin.
Oh, boy.
We shall save the best two for last. All right. So what do we pick up with Tanya and Sinjin?
Well, we pick up with Sinjin meeting his friend who lives in Philadelphia, who's also from South Africa.
How do you pronounce his name? Tarjart?
Tarjart?
Okay.
I don't know. But he moved to the U.S. from South Africa 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He talks just like Sinjin.
He does.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. They were speaking some, like, straight up South African language or dialect or something.
So Sinjin is sharing with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
She literally told me her first love, which is not me, is her soulmate.
What?
What?
Oh, another one. Mm. Coming in hot again, Nick with another petty corner. So, we all lived through flower Pedro shirt era.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay with Pedro shirt era because they were like...
Don't dare say something negative about my Sinjin.
Sinjin's flower shirt?
It's adorable. It's a Hawaiian shirt.
It looked like a blouse. It was the white with the very colorful flowers.
Let me tell you this.
Nah, it was a little much. He stole that from Tanya, I think. Or at least Tanya's mom.
He
can do no wrong.
He did steal her robe back in a couple episodes ago. But that, he was just...
It was too bright. The flowers were too bright.
It works. He can do anything.
You and Molly. Go get a room. All right. So Sinjin said he gave up a lot. He gave up friends, family, animals. And yeah. says, will she stand by me? Is what he's wondering. And I don't think so.
And then the friend is like, I'm going to stand by my friend, Sinjin, but a little cautious and not sure it's the right decision.
So.
Because this bee told him, hey, even if you think it, you don't say it right before your wedding.
Exactly.
Cause, and even when we get to the, because so we're going to, she's going to wedding dress shopping, and then she shares this comment with her friends, and their faces are like, what the fuck? Who does that? Tanya does that.
Yeah. Ugh. So.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
All right. So now, my question is, is it a requirement to marry your soulmate?
It depends if you believe in soulmates.
That's true. That is true. Do you believe in soulmates? I don't think it's soulmates either.
I mean,
it's nice to.
It's nice, to but have it's like idea. Very.
It's confining.
It confines. Like yeah. you don't know what life is going to bring. Not that I ever think that we're not going to be together, but. I don't know. I don't say that to be like, oh, you're not my soulmate. If I had to pick a soulmate, sure, it would be you. But like, I'm not like a religious person.
I don't even know what
a soulmate
is. I
feel like you kind of have to be religious to believe that, maybe.
No. I don't think
it's religious. I just think it's about choice. Like you right, exactly.
I choose to be with this person because I enjoy
it. Soulmate to me seems like it's like default. Like, well, got no choice. This is my soulmate. I guess I'm going to be with this person. When it's like, for me, it's like I choose every day to be with you.
Right. I think every day.
Not that I'm like, I'm going to be with him today. But that's not what I mean. But it's like, I don't know. I just don't. I'm not.
Not so much today. Not so much today. Not today. Not today. All right. So there. Then she goes wedding dress shopping. First of all, you know, let's talk about this whole thing between the two of them is all based on this soulmate thing. And it's a crushing blow to Sinjin.
Because he believes it. And so, like, and she knows that. And the effed up thing about this is she believes it. And she chooses to tell him, you are not mine. What?
Why? Why would you
do that? Why would you do that?
What is it?
Because she's mean. I don't even know if she's mean. She's inconsiderate and selfish. And she just doesn't care.
Don't girls want to be lied to at some point also? Like...
I don't want to be lied to.
Not lied to, but like things like this, you're like, you could have kept it to yourself.
Yeah, just keep it yourself. Like, you know what? I think I look good. And I'm like, what do you think of my new...
Exactly, right there. What do you think of my new dress? Looks great, babe.
I mean, if I look stupid, I expect you to tell me. If I have like something in my tooth or something, tell me. But like, if it's something like harmless, like...
Just say yes.
We're going to get married in a week. Tell me I'm your GD soulmate if I believe in soulmates.
Yeah, and if we have cameras and we only have 10 more days.
Because that's going to live on forever. Okay?
Yeah.
But are you surprised that she said that?
Yeah.
This is the bee that wouldn't even call him when she got home. But I'm surprised
that she would actually fucking say that. Like, anybody would actually say that.
Anyone but her. Because she doesn't give enough. She's in Costa Rica flinging and flanging with her braless friends and her. He's like, just let me know when you get home safely.
The braless brunch.
And she won't even do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a worrywart. So like that to me like hit me hard. Because if you were out somewhere and I was like, just let me know when you get home. And you were like.
Maybe.
I don't think I can commit to that. What?
Anyway. I'm like, hey guys, I think I'm staying here because I don't think I'm going to hear the end of this when I get home.
So she goes wedding dress shopping. She's not interested in a white dress. She wants a black.
See what you're looking for.
All right. Yeah. So I'm looking not white.
Why does this not surprise me? This does not surprise me at all.
I'm looking for a dress that says I'm not marrying my soulmate.
I'm really looking for something along the colors of like black or red.
What?
Black? Black is for a funeral.
Who the fuck?
Red is a good rock. Black is some.
I have seen wedding dresses that are black. They're usually lace and they're beautiful, but it's like, it's not her, but also it's a whole like theme. Like the one I saw was beautiful and it had like red, she had like red, a red flower in her hair. And it was like this black lace over white, but it was beautiful, but it was, I don't know. I think it's fine to do. If you want to have not white, that's fine. But you know what? Maybe don't go to a wedding dress shop where they probably have two dresses that aren't white.
Yeah.
You don't wear that.
I want whatever people usually don't get. That doesn't surprise me that she wants a black dress. Black, red.
I don't
champagne,
think it's fine.
None of that. Sonia. Surprise, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, Tanya. It looked like morbid. Like a.
It's
like,
not for me. But some people Adam's want family something type different. Shit. No, it didn't. It was pretty. It was had lace and all that. Yeah, but no.
It wasn't cute.
But I don't have a problem with it. It's just weird that she went to like a traditional wedding dress shop.
So where else are you supposed to go to find a black wedding dress?
Well, it's probably not a wedding dress if it's black. It wouldn't be in the traditional wedding dress store. So
look for, then you're just going for the funeral dress
No,
shops?
Nick. It, like, you can get,
I don't
like...
I don't buy dresses, girl.
Okay. you can get a gown that...
Okay.
That, like...
What, then it's a prom store?
No. Okay. There's more than just prom store and wedding dress store. There's
Juicy Couture.
Yeah. Nordstrom's. There's like, what are you gonna wear to the Academy Awards?
The gala.
Yeah.
Okay.
The non-traditional, and I'm the very more traditional. So
they're trying to be the poor, but they're like, this bitch is crazy.
Mom and sister are like, we've been dealing with this for 30 years. What can we say? It's his problem now.
So how have things been with Sinjin lately?
I'm like, I've never thought of you as a soulmate.
Oh no.
I was like, I feel like I've found a soulmate. And he was like, who? And I was like, my first love.
That's the worst part.
Why
right
would
there.
She? Like, oh, she has him God. Pegged. Like, yeah. It's not you, but it's also this person. What?
I've only known you for so long that maybe I'll get that feeling later. Like,
maybe?
Oh, boy.
But it was definitely rough. It was definitely, definitely rough.
I didn't know you said all those things to him. I feel bad for him now.
If that was ever said to me, I would never hold it over you. Like 10 years from now. Remember the time you told me that
I would never forget it.
In a fight.
Listen, that doesn't faze me.
It's like, that's.
I love it.
What did he say?
Like, it doesn't faze me.
Yeah, well.
That's exactly what I would say. I'd wear you down. I'd wear you down. All right, anyway. So these fools are.
But she agrees to try on a white dress.
Yeah, she looks nice in it. And yeah, I don't know. What did she decide on a dress?
I don't remember.
What say you, Charles? 39%?
So, okay, we know they get married.
Yeah, and we also are now sniffing out the fact that they might not be married.
Yeah, because he's on some sort of live something or other, and dancing he's and no saying rings he's and... single.
Yeah, so.
Yes, Injun. Go, go, go.
Call Molly.
No, don't call Molly.
Molly is like thirsting for that dude.
I mean, or who his isn't? Brother. Who isn't, by the way?
Seriously?
Sinjin is seriously? A treasure.
Bruh.
Come on.
Sorry.
Robert okay. and Annie, let's close this out.
30 days to go.
30 days to go. We go shoe shopping.
Yeah, and she gets her Post wedding shoes are the same as my wedding shoes, which, speaking of non-traditional, I had red heels.
You did. You did. But that for me, that wasn't not traditional. That was like just very Christy.
Yeah, but not everyone would wear red heels.
Right. Okay, so they're in the shoe store.
Nice. Oh, we got his hair braided.
You got some dreads.
Cornrows.
Oh, that's a beautiful
shout
shiny,
out to
shiny.
Lauren for knowing the difference.
That they weren't dreads.
I appreciate that.
Red shoes for the wedding. Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
With a white dress to wear colored shoes?
It's a new thing. It's like it's a pop of color.
Strange that she's okay. not concerned with like germs.
I do that too because you don't know where it's
germs for
sock.
What?
Nobody. She's trying on the shoe without the sock.
Oh, like the, big deal. Like...
I'm so with you. How you know? Yeah, tied on the barefoot. Let them smell your feet.
Buy me them.
Buy me them.
Don't worry about it.
She said how much. Oh, don't worry about it.
New hairdo, new mentality.
New hairdo, new mentality.
Yeah, I go with me. I don't.
He's probably like that because he was going through a bad relationship himself.
So he's going through a bad relationship. He has seven kids.
People don't see what I'm doing. People only see, oh, she wants to stop. All right, what I'm doing? I do more than you for that relationship.
Why should it matter? Like, what we trying to do right now is get some nice shoes, plan our wedding, and we go from there.
They're at like the Famous Footwear, which no shame because I love a deal.
Yeah.
So it's a Famous Footwear, which typically you have to like, okay, the shoes are.
Is it Payless or Famous?
No, that's not. That is not a Payless. That is like a Famous Footwear.
Okay.
Or a DSW. All
right. Okay. I don't know again shoes
I've,
either.
I've rolled you into those at the at the outlet mall. But the shoes were great. But you didn't play the part where he does apologize. Like he was wrong yesterday because he did not stick up for her with the jerk that's brother. True. So I feel like that's why he's like, doesn't matter. When she's like, how much are these? Don't matter. Because he knows he was a big
he screwed up. Yesterday. He didn't. But for some reason, I feel like the timeline is weird right here because
sure.
It's it because the hair is done tight.
And that's tight. What his wedding hair was.
Yeah. And then they say 30 days to go. Oh, and I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he probably didn't get it redone.
Maybe I know a thing or two about getting hair done. And
I don't feel like he's one that maintains.
Because the whole time you see him with it out.
Stupid ponytail.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a little sniffing for
but
the
But I ad. Mean, I Annie's, you know, she's got sass, but I feel like she's just got nothing but hate hitting her since she got here.
We don't see a lot of love coming
in. No. And even from him.
Yeah. This is the first time I actually see him reach, be like,
nice.
To her, yeah.
Yeah.
Every other time it's been like, let's, whatever kind of fight we're going to get in today. All right, so 13 days to wed.
13?
13 days to wed, and they're going to see Ben and Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. To squash the beef and make the peace.
Mm, good luck.
Yeah.
I think it only gets worse.
They sit down, and, you know, compliments, nice. Yeah. Nice orange top.
This opportunity to kind of clear the air and just say I'm sorry about that time before. Thank you for showing up today.
Okay.
That's nice.
That's a good beginning.
Seems skeptical. Like there's this semi-underlying layer of a money situation that's always going on.
I mean, they haven't been.
No, this has to be producer driven to prod them to come in and present this offer to
I know.
Them.
Okay, let's stop for a second. Just back up. I bet 90% of this is producer driven.
I understand.
We're going to have suspension of disbelief.
Why do we do that?
Because it's fun and we enjoy this program and we don't.
So then why do we call it out? Why do we?
It's fun.
I don't understand. This is why, as I'm watching the show, I'm like, I don't understand.
Because it's fun.
So we know, but we don't know. Yeah. But then we just play along. Uh-huh. But then.
And we call it out and then we play along again. It's what fun.
What the fuck is that?
It's fun.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's why this show is so great.
It's like
nothing is
cops
like this
and robbers
program.
With fake guns.
Nothing is like this program.
Bang. You fall down.
I'm telling you right now, this program, best in history.
They're just going off of what maybe he said. And she told them. He said he would take me shopping and he
and
hasn't.
And she came across like that.
This.
She
yeah.
sounded very materialistic when she
he
got here.
He promised her
because
shit.
It is kind of based around convenience. Why don't I write you a check and buy you a plane ticket back to the Dominican Republic?
What the hell?
She said, I'm going to
she
pay
like,
you off and ship you
away,
out.
Away, peasant.
There's got to be a price.
I don't need you buy me
$10,000?
He's making that kind of money doing porn? Hey.
I would have
oh,
taken
she's
the
making
10,
lots of money.
Yeah,
like, get a lunch either. Out of it.
15,000?
She said get a lunch out of it.
Oh, damn.
I would have flipped the table over.
It's not your business what I'm doing here. God. You don't have to buy me that. I have to point that in your ass.
Hey, like, who are they to act like they own the United States and can choose who stays and leaves?
Imagine.
I didn't bring you here, but I can send you there.
No, you can't. What the hell?
How is he going to say I'm sending you there? What has she done wrong?
I was on Grandma's side for the longest time. Until this.
At least Robert sticks up and says, why are you saying that to her? Like, he actually says something.
And you know what? Probably because he probably talks shit about Annie.
Who, Robert?
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Well, he also says, if you want to bring up money, why don't you just donate money to Bryson and, you know, give money to Bryson's whatever. So.
Sorry for coughing, you guys.
No, that's all.
Okay. So here's the thing. Annie really loves Bryson. Bryson really loves Annie.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
That says it all, right?
They're
there.
Like,
that's what Robert wanted, right? In the end.
But also, that's what Bryson wants and needs.
True, true.
And like, I think about a lot of the people that have been on this program that mm-hmm. have rolled in, and there's children that have not been. Like potato, what's her face?
Avocado.
Avocado, sorry. She was not nice to the child. I mean, there
were child
like
is old
little
and
children, but still.
Yeah.
Come on. So I just think
David's kids threw the water in his face.
Yeah, but they were. Yeah. I okay. Going back to the David and Annie, like when the daughter threw water in the vase, but they didn't have a relationship with him, and then he rolls in with this woman.
Yeah.
I am fiery, and I actually, in that moment, I could see myself.
You doing saying such a you thing. Throw water in your?
I might have.
You probably.
And when
would.
I was 20,
you probably would.
Sure.
You probably would.
I might. I wouldn't hurt anybody, but.
You think that slamming doors and throwing lamps near people's faces is not an aggressive act?
Slamming a door is not an aggressive.
Slamming act. A chandelier no. near your face.
And somebody commented. You know what? And actually, I don't remember who said this, but it was right, and it made me rethink my whole, like, slamming the chandelier
towards
river,
someone.
River is different from the slam of the door, because they said slamming a door is when you leave.
So
you are leaving so versus slamming the lamp.
Pushing
was,
a chandelier near someone's
head. Yeah, I'm saying this. I have to look up who said this, but it made me rethink, like, okay, maybe slamming the chandelier was different than a door slam.
Yeah, so now you
door slam.
So now you're saying you're wrong.
I'm saying I rethought,
so
and I think there is
Chantel
a difference.
Started.
No,
I, all right, there
so,
we go, guys.
No,
and
no,
on that note,
no. But I do think that slamming a door is fine.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so
and I don't think throwing water on somebody is good. It's an Angela move. I'm just saying.
How are you like maligning all these aggressive acts?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to qualify. I don't think it's fine. I'm saying I can understand if that daughter is like you, like to her father, who she feels like wasn't like
okay.
there.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, let's get back on track.
But I think they're in good place now.
Robert and Annie.
Okay, sorry.
See you soon next.
Is there anyone here who objects these two being married?
Oh, this is crazy. This has to also be.
No one ever objects.
He says,
I can't do this.
Yeah. That's you know how many times we've been fooled by this shit. No, there is always a clip that doesn't really fit.
61%. All right.
I like Annie, and I think that her and Bryson should run away together. Cause
okay. Well, that's it for another week of Rainy Day Podcast. I'm Nick, the Cots Coffee Christie.
I'm Christy. Sorry for the coughs.
And we will see you guys next week.
Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a 5-star review if you like us. If you want to leave a less nice review, why don't just, I mean, maybe send us a message on the Instagrams instead.
Yeah.
Tell me what I did wrong, because it's usually me.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with
I kind of take that as a badge of honor, by the way.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
We need another outro.
Do it live.
I like this.
I can, I'll write it and we'll do it live.
It's
fucking
funny.
Thing sucks. That's tomorrow and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
All right.
Thanks
love
again
you.
For watching.
Thank you.
We'll leave you with Sting. Bye. And a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Take it away.